Hello, it's the 28th of April at 2:30 p.m. It's an incredibly gorgeous 60-degree day in New York. And I just went out for a midday run. I emailed the people I was working with that I wouldn't be back to the thing till 2:30. Of course, I was wrong, but close enough. And the trees are, some of the flowering trees are still flowering. And it's like a village. There's definitely people out walking, and there's people working in different ways, but it's just such a teeny fraction of normal. But anyway, what I'm here to talk about today is Soho. It's the perfect time to bring Soho back as the art capital of New York. Of course, it became the art capital, I guess, because really of Robert Moses, who had his great plan to put a highway through New York, which was going to cut through Soho, I think, as I understand it. And so all the manufacturing that was going on here, I mean, all the real estate people and all the people who always know the news ahead of time, moved out, did whatever they were going to do, and then there was a lot of empty real estate. And then that road, luckily, didn't get built, thanks to various people like Jane Jacobs. And then, of course, there was a lot of empty open space, and artists moved in, as they do, as they have, and as has happened, at least from the 1950s in New York, and maybe before. Anyway, it's gone full cycle, obviously, from the Lower East Side and various other places to Chelsea, where it's become pretty embedded, though it's kind of been drifting into Chinatown, and, you know, everything is everywhere in the modern world. But there's a huge amount of empty, storefront, beautifully clean, ready space in Soho. Completely empty. And it's hardly going to be rented right away, if ever. And so it just needs a few enterprising people. You wouldn't even have to have much Kickstarter money, because you would find artists. If it were me, I would find artists who hadn't shown anything before anywhere and have a little curatorial whatever your approach was. And, you know, start with five galleries, maybe five people. They each do one. Who knows? And you have a diverse group of people so that they're not friends with each other, because you want to be able to draw on a broader spectrum, because my understanding is most people who buy art buy it from people that they somehow know or have some connection. And you have some basic cooperative deal with the artists, and I think you get rent-free, or you pay some rent, some commission. It shouldn't be too hard. And that's 3 minutes.